Hey guys, so glad you're here back at Behavior Strategies for Class. And today we're talking about why is trauma-informed care important? Do you really need to be trauma-informed? And if so, what are the benefits? So that is what we're going to go over today. Now, if you have not left a review on Apple Podcast, I would really encourage you to leave one today. It truly helps my ratings, as you know, and I would love for others to find me and get the resources here that will help them and their students continue to grow. Also, we have Transform Your Students' Behavior Workshop, and that will be March 12th through the 14th, because the behavior strategies work to help transform your students' behavior so that they can be ready to learn and engage with you in your classroom. So please check out the show notes and the link there so you can sign up today. Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. Now, I've worked with a lot of students who have had trauma in their background or were foster students and were still in the system, and so there was still some trauma happening, students having to change homes. We had students who had a history of trauma but were not going through it specifically right then. Others, parents were divorcing. Some there were single family homes. Some, like I said, were homeless. So it really helped to know these certain things going on because it really did change the way that we approached that student. And especially for me, because I am a very touchy person. And of course, I love giving hugs, side hugs. But I really had to train myself to ask permission. And I know I should have known that from the beginning, but I didn't, because it was just automatic to me to share an expression of affection by giving a side hug or just a tap on the shoulder or even just touching their hand. So as I got to know the students and some of their background, I really had to take a minute and think about how I approach that student or how I encourage that student, because I didn't want to trigger them or push them away. I wanted to be able to connect with them, but also show them that I cared. And so sometimes just using, you know, obviously your words. And we even had a student who didn't even like that. Like, they couldn't even be told, you know what, you did an amazing job today, you're great. Like, they couldn't handle hearing that. And so that was really hard too, because I want to be encouraging, I want to be motivating, you know, I want to point out their strengths and what they did well for the day. But, you know, as you know, get to know your students, and as you know, maybe some of their background, it really does change the way that we connect with them. And so learning to give like just a high five or even a smile sometimes. Sometimes it's just a nod, or we'll just have stickers or a little prize. Like, they would much rather have that than hear words of encouragement or even get that high five. And so it's really just learning to tune in to who they are, what they've been through, and knowing that we do need to change the way that we approach them and connect with them and help them. We've had students before, well, where I would go to give a high five or maybe, you know, just like a pat on the shoulder. And we've had students flinch when we do that. And so it's really, really key for you to know your students and know which students, if possible, have had trauma or are maybe going through a tough time right now and who are very sensitive to those things. And so, again, trauma-informed just really helps you grow that empathy for sure. So let's go over four ways that being trauma-informed is beneficial for you and your students. So number one, it promotes a feeling of safety. Because as you become trauma-informed, you realize that your students who have had these experiences are really truly in a fight, flight, or freeze state. They're constantly looking around for safety. Am I safe in this room right now? Or how do I get out of here if I really need to get out of here? What room, you know, where's the door? You know, can I go under that table? Can I go over in that corner? Can I push my way through, you know, that person who sits close to the door or whatever it is? Like, we don't realize it, but they really are always in this heightened state of alert. Like, they're just constantly looking to try and be safe. Am I safe in this room? Like, they don't like their backs to the doors at all. Like, they want to be facing the door. So promoting that feeling of safety, you know, just reminding them, like, you know, I'm here for you and I want you to be in here learning as much as you can. And even if that student elopes or has an outburst, you know, in your class and they leave for a little while, the best thing that you can do for that student is to greet them back into your class. And it's just a, hey, I'm glad you're back. This is what we're working on now. If you need help, let me know. Or, you know, if they have a para with them, an aide with them, just reminding them again, like, this is what we're working on. You know, if you could kind of help him walk through that. You know, it's just a simple acknowledgement that they are back in your class and just a welcoming. You know, it's not a time to rehash and say, well, what the heck was going on? Like, why are you running out of my room? Like, what were you thinking? Or blah, you know, if you want to find out, like, that's great. And you have a separate time to do that, like maybe at recess or at lunchtime, and just say, hey, I'm just checking in. You know, was there something that I could help you with, like, before you run out of my room? You know, what is it that I could help you with? And sometimes they'll give you a suggestion. Sometimes they don't want to talk about it. And sometimes they don't know. Or they just say, there's nothing you can do. But by you acknowledging, taking that extra time to talk with them, really does promote a feeling of safety. So the second way being trauma-informed is beneficial, it gives educators, like I touched on already, an awareness. Now, this other awareness is also that trauma affects the way the brain has developed. So that does affect the way that some of your students are learning. And so some of their struggles. And so again, as you get to know them, you're going to see, like, behaviors, you know, amp up when it's time to read, or they just shut down when it's time to read. Same thing for any subject that they're struggling with. Behaviors change, and they could go up and escalate it, or they can just go down and they just shut down. And they're not going to talk to you. They're not going to try. That's just it. They're done. So it's being able to talk with them once they come out of whatever behavior they have had, changed behavior they've had. So because for the most part, they're not going to sit all day with their head down and never talk to anybody. For the most part, they're not going to do that. So once you realize like they're up and around and they're talking and doing whatever is next, you know, maybe that would be a time that you could say, hey, so, you know, I could tell that you were upset or frustrated, you know, when you put your head down. How can I help you? You know, is there something about the work that you're not understanding or you have a question about? You know, it's also in your tone of voice, your body language, how you communicate that. Because you could come over with your arms crossed and be like, yeah, I'm glad you're back in my class. Can you get to work? Yeah, obviously that's not going to convey the same message or the understanding like, are you really struggling with this? How can I help you? You know, instead of, you need to go figure it out. Like I've told you 20 times already, go figure it out and be done. You know, I'm sure sometimes that's pretty stressful and frustrating for you as well by repeating. But I think the trauma-informed gives you that awareness like, okay, you know, this student really has struggled and been through some tough times. And so I know that has affected the way his mind is working. So just giving a little extra grace, a little extra patience for that student can go a long way. So another way trauma-informed helps benefit you and your students is that it helps foster resilience. You know, if you're able to truly find out what's going on with your student and you're able to connect the dots where, you know, this student has made it through moving, through changing schools, through whatever tough time that you know they've gone through, it's a reminder, like, you've made it through this, buddy. I know you can make it through learning about, you know, this new math problem or this new math unit or this reading this next book. You know, whatever it is, it helps to foster that resilience, building that character that they can keep pushing through, they can keep striving to do their best and be their best when they know they have somebody on their side. Because sometimes in those situations, they don't really have anybody on their side. So you, again, can be that other or only caring adult in their life. So the fourth way that trauma-informed is beneficial is that it grows that self-awareness. And I would say that self-awareness in you as well as the educator and in your student. Because again, as you become more trauma-informed and you learn how this truly affects some of your challenging students, like I said, you learn then what's the best way to approach that student, you know, about, you know, academics or any social situation, peer situation, whatever it is, you learn how to kind of change, you know, maybe your approach is different with that student than another student. And so that just grows your self-awareness. And then you can teach that to your student. And, you know, they can start to learn and recognize, you know, I'm really feeling anxious right now. I just need to get out of this class right now, you know, and then, you know, if you're able to let them go for a walk or you call somebody to go with them, whatever that looks like in your class, or you have, again, the quiet corner, calm corner, somewhere that they can go and just decompress for a minute and then come back. And the more they do that, the more self-aware they become on what kind of triggers and what kind of upsets them. And then they learn what strategy will help them. Again, those coping skills, all of those things coming together to build that self-awareness and how they can help themselves as they know when they get upset and frustrated. So just to review, four ways that being trauma-informed benefits you as the educator and your students. One, it helps promote the feeling of safety for your student. It gives you an awareness how trauma can affect the brain and therefore how that student is learning. It helps foster resilience and also grows self-awareness. So all of these things, as you continue to learn and become more trauma-informed, this will help you in the way that you approach your students that you know have had some traumatic experiences in their lives. And so before I go, I want to leave you with this quote from Peter Levine. And it says, trauma is the most avoided, ignored, denied, misunderstood, and untreated cause of human suffering. So the more that you become informed, the better you are in helping your student grow and become more resilient, self-aware. And so I want to encourage you to continue to do what you're doing, showing up for your students each and every day. Also, check the show notes to sign up for the free Transform Your Students' Behavior Workshop, March 12th through the 14th, and it'll be in the evening. After school, hopefully you'll be able to relax for a few and join us there as we learn the importance of transforming your students' behavior so that they can become more engaged learner in your class. Thanks so much, guys. I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you, to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.